This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. Senate this hour is scheduled to begin listening to the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Overnight, Democrats lost every call for early witnesses and documents so far ordered withheld by the White House. We have a report from AP's Sagar Magani.
I would rather interview a lot of people.
From ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton to the acting White House Chief of Staff.
I'd love to have Mick go.
And the Secretary of State.
I'd love to have Mike Pompeo testify.
But at a news conference in Switzerland, the president qualified all of it, saying there are concerns about them actually showing up.
We're dealing with national security.
Still, his comments were a break from Republican efforts to block testimony. Now that the Senate's approved the trial's rules, House impeachment managers this afternoon will start 3 days of opening arguments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With the Senate working on his impeachment trial, President Trump was in Davos, telling the World Economic Forum that under his leadership, Americans are winning like never before. And predictably, the president once again called his impeachment a hoax, suggesting he was a victim.
Now, with me, there's no lying. There's no nothing. They have nothing. They don't even have a crime. They say this is the only one that's ever been impeached, and he didn't commit a crime. I didn't commit a crime. And then you get into high crimes and misdemeanors. But I didn't commit a crime.
Mr. Trump also downplayed the injuries suffered by American troops when Iran fired ballistic missiles at two Iraqi military bases earlier this month.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things, but I would say, and I can report, it is not very serious.
You don't consider potential traumatic brain injury serious?
They told me about it numerous days later. You'd have to ask Department of Defense. No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization is focused today on the new coronavirus from China as the death toll rises. Here is the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese health authorities have urged people in the city of Wuhan to avoid crowds and public gatherings. The appeal coming as the World Health Organization convenes a group of independent experts to advise whether the outbreak should be declared a global emergency. The deputy director of China's National Health Commission has told a news conference with health experts that there has already been human-to-human transmission and infection of medical workers. He adds there is a possibility of viral mutation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a rebel-held village in northern Syria Tuesday killed at least 9 people, including an entire family with 6 children. The attack on Kfar Tal came amid a government offensive in embattled Idlib province. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the raid was carried out by Russian pilots. Iran says it needs equipment from the United States and France to download the black box information from the Ukrainian passenger plane it accidentally shot down. Reuters correspondent Francesca Liner reports.
Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. Agriculture officials say a new round of locust swarms hit Ethiopia and is again threatening crops and food security. The United States plans to work with the United Nations to prevent and control the spread of locusts. USAID is training more than 300 experts and providing 5,000 sets of protective equipment. In sports, American tennis superstar Serena Williams has defeated Tamara Zidancic of Slovenia 6-2, 6-3 to reach the third round of the Australian Open. But Serena admits she needs to play better.
I was making a lot of errors. Definitely probably the most errors I've made since the start of the year. And so just having to say, okay, not every match is going to be perfect and how to work through that. And I hadn't done that since September.
Again, our top story this hour. After a day that went far into the night, the U.S. Senate is convening for the first day of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.